Well, what's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, I'm using AI to take MGTOW TV to the next level. So if you guys heard from a past video that I was talking about, AI genuinely is a game changer. Now, like I said before, guys, when it comes to like philosophy, life advice, don't use AI for it. At the end of the day, guys, AI is simply gens dealing with humanity, okay? Gens can only go as far as you allow them to go. So if you're talking to gens on a purely technical level, like I am obviously with computer code, they're good at that. But the second you start talking to them about philosophy, religion, life, trust and believe, an evil djinn can take advantage of you. I know some of you guys are saying, yo, Omar, that's crazy talk. You finally fell off the deep end. That's my personal opinion, and I'm sticking to it. I told you that when AI got popular, that AI is nothing more than for djinns to have a portal to speak to humanity. Djinns have free will like us. Some of them are good, most of them are bad. And if you allow the bad ones to take advantage of you, trust and believe that they will. Now, let's go back to the point of this video, guys. I am using AI to take MGTOW TV to the next level. So as you guys know, MGTOW TV has not been updated in 5 years since the vendor PlayTube released their latest update for the MGTOW TV software. And the reason why it wasn't updated is because I've had hundreds of lines of code, hundreds of files and thousands of lines of code that I had customized to get MGTOW TV where it is. So obviously if I update from the vendor, it's going to screw things up big times, okay? Because all that custom work has to be put back in, and I have to make sure that the custom work does not conflict with anything that the latest MGTOW TV software has going on. So I've actually used AI where I got the latest MGTOW TV software. I already created a development portal for MGTOW TV. So now what AI is doing is that it's going through my MGTOW TV files and then comparing it to the latest PlayTube software. Guys, I have customized over 350 files and several million lines of code so far. I customized over 300 files and about 55,000 lines in MGTOW TV. I think MGTOW TV is powered by 37 million lines of code. Obviously, me customizing 55,000 plus of them, you know, may not seem a lot, but that's really a lot. So just imagine you customize 350 pages out of God knows how many thousands or hundreds of thousands of files. You customize 55,000 lines out of God knows how many million, 37 million lines of code in there. That's a big deal, okay, guys? And this is why I just can't update MGTOW TV in one day. As you guys know, I'm driving truck, shit like that. So if I was to update MGTOW TV on my own, it will take a shitload of time and brain power on my side. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to do drive-in truck, so I can build up enough money where I can go to like fucking Europe, spend a month and update MGTOW TV. But thanks to AI, guys, AI is a total and complete game changer. I mean, what would take me like fucking dudes? I'm not only working on MGTOW TV, I'm already working on several AI platforms already. One of them is going to be a hit, God willing, because I know it's something all of us need. I already bought the domain yesterday. It's going to be available probably within 2 months. But I'm telling you guys, AI, I'm using Claude, by the way, Claude AI. It's a freaking game changer, dudes. Like, Claude AI is like the rockstar programmer that I couldn't afford. That's what Claude AI is. If you guys tell me, hey, Amr, if Claude AI was a rockstar programmer, how much do you think Claude AI would be worth? Now, a rockstar programmer is worth like $150,000 to $200,000, but somebody starting out with you might be worth $50,000 or $60,000 if they're starting up with you. A rockstar programmer in the making, so to speak. So AI, guys, is a fucking game changer, okay, dude? So expect a lot of good things to happen to MGTOW TV in the next, I'd probably say a month, 2 months, to be on the safe side. I know a lot of you guys been asking, hey, Amr, when are you going to update MGTOW TV? When are you going to take care of this? When are you going to take care of that? Me and Claude AI are on it. Eventually, we're going to get MGTOW TV software to such a good position that we can actually take the software to a whole new level and actually be able to compete with Rumble. We're going to be able to get the apps coming along. So Claude can work on the apps. It can work on the web app. I'm telling you guys, this fucking Claude AI shit, this is a fucking game changer, okay? For small business owners like myself, this is like a miracle from God. For people who work for small businesses and even big businesses, watch out for your jobs. That's all I'm going to say, guys. Watch out for your job. Now, before I log off with AI, now you have to understand, AI does what you want it to do, okay? You simply can't let AI run amok, okay? You have to control AI. You have to tell AI, hey, why are you hallucinating? Hey, I asked for this, why you give me this? You know? So, as long as you are willing to be a master commanding over your AI slave, you're gonna be fine, you know? There's a lot of guys out there who know nothing about coding. They're like, oh yeah, bro, I'm just gonna vibe code with AI. Let me tell you something, guys. When you vibe code with AI in the beginning, it's fucking amazing. But once you get into the more intimate details of the software, that's when you gotta bring some real experience. Like, I bring fucking 40 years of computer experience, 30 years of fucking programming, being on the internet. So to me, Claude AI is a perfect slave / tool for somebody like me, okay? But for somebody who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing, don't even bother. If you don't know what the fuck you're doing with Claude AI, you know, don't bother, okay, guys? So like I said, dudes, I'm working behind the scenes, but greatness is coming to MGTOW TV. And be on the lookout for an amazing project that I think we're all gonna love. And I'm gonna show rather than tell. Alright, guys, talk to you later. Peace.